Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Ari Maras, Shirchu Mishmas. Our sister, Vassar Shmur, Eschad Vassar Mishmas, Chad Vassar Mishmas, Zev. And the schus, Rosh Victoria Bastil Ravida, Shoshal Yisrael. Schus, Sarlem Es Rivka, Shoshal Yisrael. Schus, and we continue our series of Shiurim in the Karban Tamid based on the Sefer Ben Melech and the Gemara in Psachim Adaf Nun Ches Amud Beis. It says Tanu Rabbanu Minayin Shelo Yidavish Kodem Talmud Shel Shachar Tanu Lom Rocha La'Oila Mai Talmud Am Rav Oila L'Rishayna. How do you know that nothing should precede the Oila Talmud Shel Shachar? It says the Pasuk Rocha La'Oila, you should place on it in Oila. What's the limud? My Talmuda, Amar Rava, Ha'ayla Ayla Rishana. It says it's the Ola Rishana goes up first. So nothing should be before the Talmud Shel Shachar. So it would appear that this din, that nothing should be before the Talmud Shel Shachar, is not me'inyan etzem korban tamid. In Pashtus, that's what it is. The korban Talmud comes first. That's the essence of the korban Talmud, is that it should come first. Because this pasuk of Varach Aleh Hola, from which the din is learned, wasn't said in the parish of the mitzvah of Tamidim. As we've been discussing in previous Shiurim, there are two parishes of Tamidim. We were just talking about the differences between them. Parishes Titzav and parishes Pinchas. And this din of Varach Aleh Hola is said in neither. Ulefi Pshuto, Ein Pasuk Zeh Medubar Beolat Tamid Dafka. Now this pasuk, Varach Aleh Hola, isn't talking about the Eilas Tamid. I'm talking about the daily ola that you bring once in the morning, once in the afternoon. But rather, it's talking about a carbon oil stop. Not the oilas tamid. So therefore, this is not a din dafka in the oilas tamid. Barach alei ola. And yet that's where the Gemara learns that the ola is first. And he learns a din for the oilas tamid. So it's not a din be'etzem ha'korban tamid. The gather would be, and this is derived from pshuto shel mikra, is that this din is midene korban haola u'mitzvato. It's midene korban haola, like we see at the beginning of the parasha. Zois toras ha'ola, that the Torah is coming to explain the toras korban ha'ola, and then afterwards we explain the toras ha'mincha and the toras ha'chatos and the yashan and the shlamim. In this parasha of toras ha'ola, this din of varach ale ha'ola v'ktir ale ha'chal v'ashlamim comes to be kovea that the Seder Hayom Bavadat the Korbanot Al HaMizbeach Hu Bevearach Aleha Haola V'Ktir Aleha Chelvei HaShlamim. Klomar She'atchilu Bevearach Aleha Haola V'Rak Achar Kach V'Ktir Aleha Chelvei HaShlamim She'Korbanot HaShlamim V'Sha'ar Korbanot Yavo Al HaMizbeach Achrei She'Ekrivu Alav Korban Ola. You start with Varach Aleha Ola, and then V'Ktir Aleha Chel V'Hashlamim. So that's the Seder HaKorbanos of the day. It starts with an Ola, and then other Korbanos. Korbanos Shlam and other Korbanos come next, after the Korban Ola. So it's not a din in the Olas Tamid, like we said before. It's Medine Korban Ola. You might think it's Medine Pashtus, it's Medine Korban Olas Tamid. But look at the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra is that the Pasuk is B'chal not talking about the Olas Tamid, it's talking about Ola in general. So it shows you that Midin Korban Ola, the Ola comes first. Umeikone Amar Din Zeh Korban Ola Mishum Etzem Heyoto Ola. So it's a din, the Korban Ola, mitzad, the Etzem fact, the very fact that it's a Korban Ola. Not that it's an Olas Tamid, but that it's an Ola. כל קורבנות העולה הם בכלל דין זה שבסדר היום של עבודת הקורבנות יתחילו בקורבן עולה ומצד פשטות הכתובים היה אפשר להקריב ראשונה כל קורבן עולה שהוא ולאו דווקא עולת התמיד אלא שדרשו מהעולה שצריכים שיתקיים דין זה של קדימת העולה ידי עולת תמיד. So מצד פשטות הכתובים it would be possible to be makriv any carbon ola first and lav dafka olas tamid. This redirection from Ha'ola, that Ha'ola, Ola Rishona, meaning that the Ola, which the Gemara understands to be talking about the Karban Tamid, the Gemara Darshan's Karban Tamid, that comes first. But in theory, Lulei Drashas HaGemara, B'Pashas HaKsuvim, you could say it's talking about any Karban Ola has to come first. So Kamashmalan now. It's dafko las tamid. Fi apshat, the pasuk isn't even bechal talking about the sitas, the kadim and seder karbanos. It's talking about the mitzvah seishem arocha. That you should be orech al aishes karbanos ola balam amizbech, and then also being makd your chevle ashlamim. Ain b'svas emes p'sachan el chesam beis. Ubedurasha, we also learn seder hadvarim that it's first ola and then other karbanos. But even in pashtus, we're not even talking about the seder or karbanos. We're talking about the eishem arocha. B'menachot and menachas daf mentes amid beis, we learn this din shelo yehi davar kodem l'talmid shel shachar shemitzva be'alma hu perush shebediavad ein ze me'akev v'mekdimu korban acher l'korban shel shachar hakorban kasher b'diavad is not me'akev, and if they were makdim another korban, the Tamid Shel Shachar, the carbon's kosher. And if they don't have a kevis l'tamid, it says in the Raivit, Sof Perak Aleph to Tamid, that it's not ma'akev to be makri of other carbonus. Ayin v'svasemes, b'psachim n'amches amit beiz, v'achim peites amit aleph, who brings this explicitly from the Gemara in Erechan, and dafin aleph amit beiz, that even l'achar shabbat l'atamid b'yad zayin b'tamuz, they were still makriv oilas nedava. In other words, this din that nothing should be before the Tamid Shel Shachar is only if they have a tamid. But if they don't have a tamid, they're makriv other karbanos even lechatchila. If you have a tamid, so then don't be makriv other karbanos. But you have a yotze if you're makriv before the tamid, and if you don't have the tamid, then even lechatchila can makriv other karbanos. Sorry, it's the Chazon Ish menachasim and lamed gimel sif katan gimel. ויהיה בחידושי הגריז במנחות מנתת עמוד א' שעל כל פנים לאחר שעבר זמן תמיד של שחר, in other words לאחר ארבע שעות, there's no din of all the rishona. Because the 4 hours of the Tamid Shel Shachar was already over. So based on what we said, Yesh la'ayin, im b'chay gavna yesh hakol panim la'akdim korban ola kolshu b'sha'ar ha'korbanot. Should we be makdim in ola to the other korbanos? In other words, once you're not bringing the ola first, that the ola's tamid, say it's after Arba Shos, so can you bring, should you bring a different type of Ola first? Because if the word is that it's within the Ola, then maybe you should bring any Ola first, even if it's not the Ola's time. Because it could be that the Durasha of Rachaleo Ola, that it's talking about Ola's time, it is not Li'ikuvah. Rather, it's l'shleimus ha'kiyum shel din zeh, avo b'mikra she'ein lem tamid, v'yefshar l'kayim ha'din b'shleimuto, haynu k'midrasho be'olat tamid, yishar korbanim l'kayim oto, k'mashmut pashtut ha'katuv, l'akriv korban ola kol shu b'rishona. This bring any type of ola. Or it could be no, that the drash is l'ikuvah, that it's koveh, that the ikar tzur ha'kiyum shel din zeh, shel ra'ach ala ola, she'eino mitkayim, Ela be'olat tamid dafka. It has to be olas tamid, and not a different type of ola. L'fi zeh b'mikra she'ein lam tamid, ein sarich mitzad din zeh afil l'chatchila l'akdim ola acheret l'shar ha'korbanot. If they don't have a tamid, you don't have to even l'chatchila be makdim another type of ola. There are other types of olas as well. is an olas nedava, sheba min habakar, min hatzon, or min haof. Maybe bring that. There's an olas riyah, there's an olas yeledes, there's an olas, there's an elkoin god of Yom Kippurim, there's a korban ola v'yored, there's an olas hager. Hager that's misgayer has to bring a korban ola. He can bring a behema or an oaf. There's an olas mitzvah, there's an olas, and there's a lot of olas. So the question is, if you're not bringing the olas tamid, should you bring another type of ola? Just the chora, kol zeh olenyan ha-pasuk shel v'orach alei ola, shebeparashat tzav. From this chacham darshan, it's talking about olas tamid. Aber gabei korban shlamim, הרי כבר נאמר בפרשת ויקרא, בפרק ג' פסוק ה' והקטירו אותו בני אהרון המזבחה על העולה אשר על העצים אשר על האש. שיהיה קורבן השלמים מוקטר על העולה, היינו אחרי קורבן העולה. So we have a pasuk that tells us that the shlamim is על העולה, meaning after the עולה. And we don't find that they make a drasha in this pasuk that it's talking about olas tamid. And therefore we have to mefarish kipshuto, and every olas b'mashma. And if so, if the carbon shlamim comes when they don't have a tamid, so even on the tzad, that the drasha of v'arach alei ola is li'ikuva, that this pasuk is not miskayin b'olas tam, it has to be an olas tamid, so that's mitzad the pasuk of v'arach alei ola. We have another pasuk. V'yiktiru oto b'nei Aharon ha-mizbech ala ola asher ala etzim ala asher ala esh, that the shlamim has to come after an ola, and that's any ola. So mitzad that you have to bring an ola first, any ola. V'yomnam Rashi katav ala ola melvad ha-ola lamadnu shetakdim olat tamid lechol korban al ha-ma'aracha. Wow. So Rashi here says, "Ala ola, v'ktiru so b'nei Aharon ha-mizbech ala ola, asher ala itzim, asher ala esh." That Rashi says, "Milvad ha-ola, besides the ola," and this teaches you that the olas tamid has to be makdim in every carbon of the maracha. Now we don't find this drasha in Chazal. This drasha is in Varach Alea, but not in this pasuk. So how does Rashi know to explain this pasuk? In Parashas Vayikra, the Gabi Shlamim is talking about our last Tamid, and to be motzi is a cause of mipshuta. But Varim Atmim. V'ulai nakat Rashi, shekmo shedarshu pasuk v'arach ale olah al olah tamid. Just like they darsh in the pasuk of Rachel Ola, it's talking about the Olas Tamid. As Rashi writes in Pesachim Limches Amid Beis, Medeloik Siv V'arach Ola Oila Ela Ha Oila. The Oila, meaning the Olas Tamid, the special Ola. Hachinami, we should also darshan whenever it says Ha Oila. As talking about the Olas Tamid. But it could be that Pshat of Rashi is that he's not saying that you have to bring Dafka the Olas Tamid before the Shlamim. He's just talking about Kushta Devilsa. Kushta Devilsa is that normally you're makdim the Olas Tamid. But in a chinami, you can be makdim any Ola. It's at this pasuk, you can be makdim any Ola. Maybe no. Maybe Ha Ola, Rashi learns that it's talking about the special Ola, the Olas Tamid. And has the Dafka be the Olas Tamid? ומאחר שכל דין זה שיהיה קורבן תמיד קרב ראשון על המזבח ולא יהיה דבר קודם לתמיד של שחר נלמד בדרשה מפסוק של וערך עלי העולה אמור לגבי תורת העולה אמור בפרשת תורת העולה. So since this whole din that the carbon tamid should be first on the mizbeach and nothing should be before the tamid של שחר, and this is learned from the pasuk of וערך עלי העולה that was said in the parasha of Tiras Ayla, it would appear pashat that the gedder of the din, even the fima jirasho, is my inyan parasha's Tiras Ayla. Because the klal is that the medrash, the jirasha on a pasuk, is in the same gedder, in the same conceptual framework as the Pshuto Shel Mikra. So we're darshaning that it's talking about Varach Alei Ha'Ola, Stamata Olas Tamid, but it's in the same gather, the same conceptual framework as the Taras Ha'Ola in general. Ugeshem Shedin Shel Varach Alei Ha'Ola Lefi Pshuto Aino Minyan HaTmidin Shere Lefi Pshuto Ne'amar B'chol Korban Ola Shehu ולא בעולת תמיד בדווקא, כך גם הדין של וערך עליה עולה לפי מדרשו, היינו, שצריכים שיתקיים דין כדימת העולה בקורבן התמיד של שחר, אינו מעניין עצם מצוות תמידים. And just like the din of וערך עליה עולה לפי פשוטו, is not talking about the carbon תמיד בדווקא. Because the Fibshuta would say about every Karban Ola, not Dafkol as Tamid. So to the din of Arach Aleha Oila, Lefimit Jerashai, in other words, that the Kedima Sa'oila has to be with Karban Tamid Shal Shachar, that is not Me'etzim Mitzvah Satamid. That's not part and parcel of the Etzim Mitzvah Satamid. But it's a din of the Ola. That the Ola has to be first, which Ola, Ola as Tamid Shal Shachar. But it's not a din in the Olas Tam, Be'etzim Olas Tamid Shel Shachar. Nira, Shedin Ha'adafat Korban Olat Tamid Al Pnei Shara Korbanot Ha'Ola, that the fact that we prefer is a preference for the Olas Tamid over and above the other Karbanas Ola, is Mikitre Dine Tara Sa'ila. Shemeoto Nyan Shekabat Torah Lefib Shutoshel Mekra, Shia Korban Ola Stam, Karev Rishon, Lechola Korbanot, Meoto Nyan Atzmo, Bad Rashal Omar, Shetzichim Shekorban Ola Rishon Ze, Yia Korban Ola Tamid. Klomar, Sheyichudo, Shel Korban Ola, Leumat Shara Korban Suga Korbanot, Shemishum Yichudo Ze. קבעת תורה דין קדימתו על המזבח, ייחוד זה עצמו יש בקורבן עולת התמיד יותר מבשאר קורבנות העולה, ומכאן הדרשה שתה עולת תמיד ראשונה, ולא יהיה דבר קודם לתמיד של שחר. In other words, that the Torah was קובע לפי פשוטו של מקרא that the carbon oila stam should be first of all the carbonos. For this very same reason, the oila tamid should be first of all the carbonos. In other words, there's something unique about the Karban Ola that makes it, that necessitates that it be first among all the Karbanos. And there's something about the Olas Tamid Shel Shachar, which even more so makes it special that it should be the first of all the Karbanos. So it's in the same gather of the Karban Olas Tamid Bechlal, Stam, that it should be first. And there's something especially unique about the Olas Tamid Shel Shachar that mandates that the Olas Tamid Shel Shachar should be first. עכשיו, בשיעורים הקודמים, ביארנו ענייני קורבן התמיד בשתי פרשיות. זה קורבן עולת תמיד, in the gather of parashas Tetzave. And there's a קורבן עולת תמיד, the gather של parashas Pinchas. In parashas Tetzave, it's the tmidus, the ritzifus, and in parashas Pinchas, it's b'moyadol, the special time, there's a dechi of every day, korban ilachmi, as we were marich in our previous shiurim on the Karban Ola. Shelefi ma shebi'arnu inyanei korban ha'tamid b'shtei ha'parshiyot nira'a shemidrasho shemidrasha shel ha'pasuk v'arach alei ha'ola shetzichim sheyitkayem din kedimat o korban ola ha'amur b'pasuk zeh be'olat tamid dafka. ומצד עניין התמידים שבפרשה תצווה. So the Kedimas Karban Ola is מצד the oil of תצווה. שמצד עניין המצווה בפרשה זו יש עדיפות לעולת התמיד על פני שאר קורבנות העולה לעניין דין הקדימה אמור כאן. So there's an עדיפוס of Olas Tamid, mitzad the carbon ola of Tetzaveh. And not the ola of Pinchas, the Olas Tamid of Pinchas. And it would appear that the whole Iker Din Zeh Varach Aleh Ha'ola, to be makriv Barishona Karban Ola, that Lefi Pshuto, Hakavana, Lechol Korban Ola, Gidro, Beyot Korban Ola, Korban HaYesod B'mizgeret HaAvoda Lefnei Hashem, V'Avodat HaKorbanot. That's what we spoke about in our Shiurim, earlier Shiurim, that the Ola Parashas Tetzaveh is that this is the Yesod of all of Avodas Hashem, of all Avodas Korbanos. That there has to be constant avodah lifnei Hashem on the mizbeach, and this all is rooted in the. It all starts with the karban ola, with the olas tamid. That there has to be this constancy of avodas Hashem, that the ola of the olas tamid of Pinchas is begitria karbanos, like other karbanos that you bring at specific times, whereas the ola of tetzaveh is it's the first the Torah started the Seder Kabbanos in Parashas Vayikra with the Ola, and this is the Karban Yisod B'Mizgeret HaAvodah Lefnei Hashem B'Avodat HaKorbanot. This is the foundational Karban in the framework of serving Hashem with Karbanos. Shemikol Sugei HaKorbanot Korban HaOla Shehu Muktar Kulo Kalil Hashem Ein Bo Ela Hayato Korban Hashem. As we're going to explain Amir Tzashem in future Shiurim, that the whole essence of this carbon is just an inyan of avodas havas carbon Lashem. It's given completely to Hashem. There's nothing for us. There's no stake for us involved. It's just complete avodas Hashem. And this Mizbeach is called Mizbeach HaOla. You know, we bring other Karbanos on it as well. But it's called Mizbeach HaOla because this is the foundation of all Karbanos. This is Kulo Avodas Hashem. There's nothing else to it. It's Amir Tzashem again, we'll get to. In Divrei Yamim Aleph, Chafbim Beis Aleph, it says, V'zeh Mizbeach LaOla LiYisrael. It's mashma that the Mizbeach is miyuad biikar lakrib alav olot. And that might be the makor of the Rambam. In the first paragraph of the Beis HaBechir Allah Chavav, Osim L'mikdash Kelim, Mizbech L'Oilo L'Shar Korbanos. So the Mizbech is specifically for the Ola, and other Korbanos as well, but primarily for the Ola. And the Din of Arach Aleh Ola is coming to be Koveh, Sheseder Avodat Mizbech, Mizbech HaOla, B'chol Yom Yatchil B'Varach Aleh Ola. Klomar, Sheyeh Korban HaYisod Shel HaKorbanot, Lahenu Korban Ola, Rishon. Ve'achar kach, והקטירו עליה חלבי השלמים שאחרי שפתחו את עבודת המזבח של היום והקריבו עליו קורבן עולה יבואו להקטיר עליו חלבי השלמים בשאר סוגי הקורבנות שבקורבנות השלמים ושאר הקורבנות הבים אחר כך על המזבח במעל העולה שעליו. So the avodas המזבח, the avodas Hashem of every day starts with ורח עליה אוילה, that this is the carbon yisod of all the carbon, this is the foundational carbon, this is where it all begins. This is first. And then afterwards, Viktir Aleh Chelvei Ashlamim. After you opened up the Avodas HaMizbech of the day, and you were makriv Karban Ola, then you bring Chelvei Ashlamim and other Karbanos as well. Ve'alzeh Ba'ad Rasha, Ha'ola Ola Rishona, comes the Drash of Ola Ola Rishona to tell us that this Din of Akdamas Ola is Miskayim Adai Ola's Tamid Shel Shachar. Because with respect to the Geder, to the framework of this din, there's a preference, there's an adifus for the Olas HaTamid over and above the other Karbanos HaOla. That the uniqueness of the Karban HaOla, that it's a Karban Yisoid of all the Karbanos, we have in the Olas HaTamid more than the other Karbanos HaOla. And that's mitzad the inyan of the Tamidim in Parshas Tetzaveh, that in this Parsha, the Tamid is coming as a Korban HaAvodah Ritzufa V'atamidit, this constant Avodah that we have to do in front of Hashem. וכמסגרת רצופה ותמידית לעצם עניין ותלחית המזבח. Like the framework of the constancy of the purpose of the Mizbeach, that the Jewish people should bring Karbanos Lifnei Hashem. So Olas Tamid, mitzad the inyan of Olas Tamid, as far as the definition of Olas Tamid goes, in the parasha of Tetzaveh, is a foundational framework for the mitzvah of Avodas Karbanos Bichlal. So we have the Ola in general, which is pure Avodas Hashem, all to Hashem, and then in that context, you have the Olas Tamid, which is even more to Hashem than the other Karbanos, because this symbolizes pure Avodas Hashem, that there has to be a constant Avodas Hashem every day. Every day there's an obligation to bring another carbon, another carbon, another carbon. And the purpose of the Mizbeach is Avodas Hashem, and this is reflected most in the Ola. And therefore you start with the Ola. And again, this is the Ola in Parshas Tetzav, and not the Ola in Parshas Pinchas, which is the same as other Karbanos. It's that it's brought at a certain time, when the time is every day. The last time in Parashas Tetzav is that this is Avodah Ritzufa V'Tmidis Lifnei Hashem. And then you bring the other Karbanos. On top of that, those are only secondary, they come after the Ola. But this is Ha'Ola. The Ola, the Karban Ola's Tamid. And just like Lefi Pshuto comes the pasuk of Racha Le'Ola V'Ktiyah L'Chav Le'Yashlam to be koveh, that Tchila Seder Avodas HaKorbanos Shel Mizbeach B'chol Yom will be Bakorvas Korban Oila B'tor Korban Yisoy, and then afterwards your Makrif, Shlamin, and other types of Korbanos, Chatos and Hashamos, they're all coming on the Ola that come first. Also Lefi Midrasha, this pasuk is coming to be koveh, that first your Makrif and Mizbeach Oila Oila Rishayna. In other words, the Korban Oila Tamid, which is the Korban Yisod L'Klal Avodas HaKorbanos Shel Am Yisrael Al Mizbeach Lefnei Hashem. And then afterwards, you're makir of the other karbanos as well. Because the other karbanos tzibur, yachid, choyv, and adav, they're all coming on the karban olas tamid, with which you start the avodas mizbeach b'chol yom. Tosis above Matzir and Hamad Aleph, Yirmas Ha'ola, he brings three perushim, this drasha, Ha'ola, Ola, Rishona, that it's talking about the Tamid Shel Shachar. Rashi in Pesachim 58b explains our last Tamid is called Rishona because it's written first in the Seder HaKorbanos in Parashas Pinchas. Inami, another perush Tosis brings, that it's the first that the Jewish people brought at Har Sinai. The man they are on Chagiga 6a, that it was an Olas Tamid they brought her Sinai. Ayin Shem and Chagiga Vam Amar Aleph. Inami Rishona Lechinuch HaMizbeach. Rishona means that it's the first that you are Mechanech the Mizbeach, you inaugurate the Mizbeach with the Tamid Shel Shachar. So those are the three Perushim. Based on what we explained, that together of the drashas mitzad inyan atumidim shebeparshas tetzaveh, maybe Rishayna b'mitzvah karbanos. That is a mitzvah of avodas hakarbas hakarban. Mitzvah oilas tamid is the first in the parasha. In other words, in parashas tetzaveh, before all the other karbanos in Sefer Vayikra and Vamidbar, comes already the tamid of tetzaveh. That's why it's the first. And the Karbanos HaMiluim that are in Parashas Tetzaveh before the Mitzvah Satumidim are not Min HaMinyan, because they're not B'Mizgeret, they're not in the framework of Mitzvah Karbanos, rather Mitzvah Miluim. The Miluim is Adei Karbanos. But as far as the framework of Mitzvah Karbanos, Olas Tamid is the first. So, we have some insight into the Korban Tamid. And the Mirtz Hashem, we will continue in future Shiurim, and we will see continuing the flows, Mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. We shall continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.